Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris down on the beach. It's a beautiful day. Today we are talking about your hope to's. So one great exercise I've had several clients work with this week, which is probably means I need to broadcast it, and so more people who listen to this might be able to do it, and that is hope to. So the hope to list is like saying, I hope that this happens. I hope that that happens. I'm hoping this month the following things take place. So do it for 3 months out. I would hope that in the next month, and it's sort of like another softer way of feeling your way through your vision quest. I hope. The good thing about doing it this way is you're not chipping it in stone, but what you are doing is identifying what you'd really like to have happen. Just simple. Then what you do is you get a spreadsheet, Excel or PowerPoint or whatever you want to use, spreadsheet, numbers in Mac, and you put in the columns. First column is my hope to's this month, the revenue out is the next column, what's going to cost to do that. I hope to buy a new car, $20,000. I hope to buy a new car, $2 million, whatever. I hope to book a ticket. I hope to get a pay rise. I hope to get my salary paid. So you can draw, first column is outs, and in the second column is, the third column is income. Flip those around if you want. And the last column is obviously the net for each month. And I do those across the page because I transport most of the hope to in the first month into the second month because they're still there. The things you hope to have happened in the first month are still functioning in the second month, and then I move them across to the third. So the reason I do it on a spreadsheet and I use money is to make sure it's grounded. So sometimes we can say, I hope to swim the English Channel, but some of those hope to's can cause us to get really depressed because they set us up for ungrounded thinking, which is not bad. It's not a bad thing to be daydreamer and dream about things, but certainly the next 3 months, things that are proximate, it's pretty important to have them grounded in some form of reality. And I think if you run a business, it's probably one of the most important things that you can do for yourself is take a large sheet of paper, flip chart or whatever you want to use, and write down your hope to's, scribble it anywhere all over the page, but divide the page into three columns, 1 month, 2 month, 3 month. Make notes all over it. Don't try to be neat and tidy, for goodness sakes. Be creative, flamboyant, use color if you wish. You can even do it for sport, for your sport, a hope to page. You can do another one for your business, for your career, your relationship. You don't have to have it all on one page. If you're brave enough, once you've done that, you could even do another sheet. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. 3 years, I hope to. Again, ground it with a spreadsheet. It's a really, really great exercise, and I think you'll thank me for the rest of your born days if you practice doing your hope to sheet every month and completely start afresh and ground it and put it up on a spreadsheet and cost it out. Okay. What we're doing, and spending a lot of time doing, is future-proofing yourself. When you future-proof yourself, your heart can open in life and you can enjoy and relax while you do your thing. If you're nervous about the future, you can't relax. So this is just part of future-proofing. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.